Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Do you remember these words from an old Negro spiritual? You may talk about me just all you please, but I'll talk about you when I'm on my knees. One of the major themes in Paul's epistles is thankfulness for his brothers and sisters in Christ. He wrote as follows to the Philippians, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Philippians 1:3-5. He uses very similar language in his letter to the Colossians. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have to all the saints. Colossians 1:3-4. To the Corinthians, Paul wrote, I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God that is given to you in Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 1:4. How could Paul be thankful for the Corinthians when that church was so full of serious problems? There was a sectarian spirit in the church that Paul heartily condemned. 1 Corinthians 1:10-17. The church had within its fellowship a man who was guilty of incest. The church had done absolutely nothing to correct the situation. 1 Corinthians 5:1-5. Confusion characterized the Lord's Supper and other phases of the church's work and worship. Yet Paul was thankful for his fellow Christians at Corinth. Our brothers and sisters do not have to be perfect for us to be thankful for them. If they had to be perfect, we could never be thankful for anyone, since there are no perfect people, including church members. But we should be thankful for all our friends, family members, and fellow Christians. Paul delineates some of the reasons he was thankful for the Corinthian Christians. He was thankful for the grace of God that was given to them in Jesus Christ. Paul knew, and the Corinthians should have known, that the Corinthians did not deserve any of the blessings they had received from the Lord. And yet that church was blessed in so many ways. The members had been forgiven of their transgressions and added to the church of the living God. Paul later reminded them that by one Spirit had they all been baptized into one body. 1 Corinthians 12:13. In addition, the church members had been blessed in enjoying many supernatural gifts of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12. They knew, or at least they should have known, that none of these great honors had been bestowed on them because they were worthy of them. It was because of God's wonderful grace that they were able to enjoy what God had given them. Paul affirmed that the blessings of the miraculous gifts were theirs in Christ, that is, because they were members of the Church of Jesus Christ. Paul also was thankful to God that the Corinthians had been enriched in everything in Christ, in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in them. 1 Corinthians 1:5-6. By the word enriched, Paul was not speaking of material possessions. He had in mind the great enrichment the Corinthians had experienced in their supernatural gifts and in their opportunities to serve the living God. Christians know, if they read the Bible carefully, that our riches in Christ are far superior to any material blessings. And contrary to what one hears on radio and on television, great financial resources do not prove that one is holy and righteous. In fact, it might prove the opposite, and does in some cases. Thankfulness ought to characterize the lives of all who have been saved by the grace of God, and who have been given the honor of serving Him in whatever way they can. We must always be thankful to God for His blessings. Thank you, and may God bless you.